Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master back in the studio after being in Chicago last week for Our World Underwater, the largest dive event in the Midwest, if not the world, last weekend. Today, it's right here in our home base of Orlando, Florida. I'm just going to pull no punches and just say that is the case. This is the biggest diving event in the country today, right here at our home base of our, because we have five divers in a studio. So, everybody else is out diving while we get to talk about it.
I have a quick question for you.
What?
Can we count off? Like, you're number one, right?
Yeah.
And you're CJ?
Two.
James?
I'm two plus one.
That'd be three.
That's right.
And I'm number four. Where's the fifth one?
Well, there's my imaginary friend. And also my dive buddy.
Okay. And little co-pilot. Little Greg? Greg the Pants Master?
Greg the Pants Master? What the hell is he talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You can't see him. He's a little short, sure. He's a little, he's kind of a Chick Chorney type character. Kind of like a troll, like a an Irish, one of those little Irish guys.
We already counted CJ.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry. I apologize. I counted him twice.
It's not a Chorney chick, right?
Yeah, a Chick Chorney.
I freaked him out because I had my bike helmet on.
Yes, I understand.
It was that,
and he was just walking around
in his bike pants.
You'll that would freak you out.
Extra.
What is up with that?
These are bicycle shorts.
Is that what those are?
They have extra thick gel padding in the crotchular. And
nothing to the imagination.
I think that's what
in
they
are. Regular regions. Yeah.
Hmm.
That's nice.
I rode my bike over here.
You did.
I am a world class athlete.
So you've been trying to get in shape for the new diving season.
No, I'm just having fun.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Just fun.
You just like having pads on your nether regions?
Sure.
Well, never why hurt. Wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
You never know.
You never.
A rogue squirrel might run up and attack you.
Squirrel! Good point. Okay. Well, they, you know, a good diver's better always prepared.
Who's
I guess.
Sorry now?
Are you? Yeah. I think you start wearing those underneath your dive suit.
Yeah, sure. Never know. Barracuda.
3 mil with a padded nether region.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Impress the ladies.
The ladies.
Well, you know, that could be maybe some wetsuit companies need to borrow from that design style.
If I pull this down, looks like
normal. Oh, don't pull it down.
Really, really cool shorts. But you see, you pull it up.
Then,
oh, look at that.
Then they look like leggings or leggums or whatever the girls wear on Flashdance.
Don't act like you don't love it.
84.
You're welcome.
All right, so obviously CJ has come by the studio today to provide the eye candy for our crew.
Good cardio.
Just threw up in my mouth.
Next dive we go on, I'll suck way less air.
Okay. All right.
Stay down.
Good point. So he's working on his cardio. That's good. Bike riding, that kind of thing. You know, this is a good time to kind of reevaluate your diving fitness. And I'm proud of you as your dive instructor. You're thinking along those lines, CJ. Good man. Good dive buddy. And maybe it will help your air consumption. Good Lord, what's wrong? What happened?
Jimmy the Bubble Boy just lived up to his name.
Oh.
Oh, God help us.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Is there
Happy
any ventilation?
Birthday.
Is there any ventilation in here?
Well, speaking of people that are full of hot air.
Yes.
Nancy Grace. It's time to get up on the scuba diving soapbox and call someone out. All right. So this week I get back from Chicago, and it was late at night, and I'm flipping over, and I come across headline news. And what is Nancy Grace talking about on her TV show? She's talking about that Aussie couple that went to Australia for their honeymoon, and the guy is accused of killing his wife.
Actually, at this point, no longer accused. At this point, the charges were dismissed.
In Australia, but they're trying to, now he's being tried in the U.S.
All right, so he's not an Aussie couple.
Right.
It's an American couple that went to Australia.
Went to Australia.
And he's a dive master.
He's a dive instructor. A rescue diver.
And the charges were that he went down and turned off her air and then turned her air back on after she had drowned.
Or something to that extent. But, of course, you know, he claimed that it was a diving accident. He couldn't save her. She drowned. She died. And he got off in Australia, but they want to, they're now, I guess it's a civil suit or some suits going on now in the States. And so they were talking about this case. And Nancy Grace, I got to say, I don't watch her show very often. And, but I saw this story. I was like, okay, let's see what they're talking about. And I mean, look, the guy looks guilty. It looks very suspicious. And, I'm not going to take sides one way or another on whether this guy is guilty or not. It looks pretty bad. I would say his story doesn't seem to hold up, and I can see
why. Say it doesn't hold water.
Yeah.
Say it doesn't hold water.
Doesn't hold water. But
that's another show.
But the thing was, Nancy Grace was sitting there talking, you know, on her show about how his story is so it doesn't add up at all. It doesn't make any sense. This could never happen. I'm a certified diver, and everybody knows that divers have that extra spider that they can give their dive buddy if they have a
Did
problem.
Did she say spider?
She called it a spider, an octopus.
She called an octopus a spider.
She goes, I don't know. Yeah, I call it a spider. And I've had an accident down at 140 feet before. So I'm like, wait a minute.
What's she doing diving at 140
exactly.
feet?
You're outside the recreational limit. You call your octopus a spider. You obviously are not a
and
diver.
And peeing your pants is not an accident for a diver.
Okay.
Well. But, Greg, didn't you always tell me if you leave your octopus in the garage or store it in a poor place, it may fill up with spiders?
Well, that's roaches in Florida. But she called it a spider. And it was ridiculous. So it's like here this lady is trying to make her case against this guy that this could never happen. And she has no clue what she's talking about. And she had a dive expert on with her. Who was like, you know, the guy trying to explain, I think he was from the local police department dive team. And so he was trying to describe or tell her, you know, well, here's the equipment. What does it look like? Well, yeah, that's the spider there. And you know, he had to be like throwing his hands up in the air going, are you kidding me? Why am I on this idiot show? I mean, she had no clue what she was talking about. And it made divers look extremely bad. All right, if anybody, I can't be alone here. If you would have seen that, CJ, would you have been furious?
I just think she looks like a moron.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think it reflects on us.
Well,
we do that and fine. We make ourselves look like morons.
We don't need someone else doing it for us.
Right.
Exactly. And that was my point. When someone's in the media and they're spouting off about their spider and how they had an accident at 140 feet outside the recreational dive limits, hello. It just makes divers look, you know, like we don't know what we're doing.
I know that Drunken Scuba Santa calls his a hookah.
Yeah, but that's
something different.
He's
not an actual diver because he can't actually be sober for long enough to go through the training.
Yeah. True. But I don't know. I was really upset about watching this and just there.
Well, you are aware that the people that will think that she doesn't know what she's talking about are the people that do know what they're talking about, as opposed to people that don't. That in addition to not knowing what they're talking about, they might agree with Nancy Grace. What Nancy Grace said and was wrong about would only be apparent to someone who knew what they were talking about. And they would say, she doesn't know what she's talking about, not all divers don't
know
what they're talking
about. Which would be the defense for this guy. And that's what I'm saying. You got someone like that who's saying this guy is guilty. that kind of presentation or having someone claim that this could never happen, and she has no clue to what she's talking about.
I will hate to point out how many times Nancy Grace has said on television. No, she's not. She's a TV personality.
I thought she was a lawyer, too.
Okay.
Are you sure?
She's not a lawyer by training.
Yeah.
But she is not a lawyer by profession. She does not do legal work at this point in her career.
Okay.
She's a television personality.
Well, I'm just saying.
And as a television personality, she believes her job is, A, flare them nostrils, baby, because it gets men hot, and two,
if
she's got
crazy.
Big nostrils.
You haven't seen her lately, have you, though?
She's got big nostrils.
Yeah, well, after her little stint on Dancing with the Stars, yeah, maybe.
In addition to that, she says outrageous things, and I cannot tell you how many times she's been wrong about people that she knew were guilty.
Go suck on a spider, will you, lady?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Are the old legends true? Wow! It is! It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta!
Howdy, y'all!
I take you to my island, show you lots of good, good time. I take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah! Into Inagra, make that thing to Long Island. All around the Grand Bahama, and Walker's Key. So come go with me,
come on!
To Bimini.
Everybody, let me hear ya! Do it!
Hi, welcome back to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're singing about Bimini. We are making plans right now. Hopefully next week I'll have details for you where you could possibly join us back in Bimini. We're looking at maybe running over there for a weekend in April with Oceanic.
So you're gonna fly over there?
We might.
Yeah.
Might. You know, I did talk to my flight instructor the other day, and from Just Plane Radio, and it is possible we may be. I might be flying this time. I've already landed and taken off from Bimini in the flight simulator.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So I've done that. I've landed there three times, twice on the runway. And well, once on the grass. The worst that could have happened, I could have taken out a small Bahamian family or two.
Oh,
or
my gopher. God.
So, and you know, we've done that before.
Taken out gophers?
No, we've taken out...
Bahamian families?
Well, we've taken out a small Bahamian child on the way back to the airport once. It was in Cape Eleuthera. We were driving back in a cab, and the cab driver...
Wait a second.
The
lawyer said it was okay to talk about this now?
Yeah, statute of limitations?
Well, yeah. It was another country.
Because Left Eye Lopez says she couldn't talk about this when she was on.
Nancy Grace is on line 3.
And 4.
She said you're absolutely guilty.
Yeah, well, I blame my spider. Tripped me up. And, well, basically the cab driver from the resort back to the airport was driving back, and these three kids were riding their bikes on the street, and he beeped his horn, as they do in the Bahamas on the road. They beep their horn and go faster, which is your signal, like, get the hell out of the way. Of course, one of them didn't and actually turned. He didn't hear the horn or something, and when we got up next to him, he turned into the car. And literally, he went kind of under the right wheel well of the ride.
This is a great story.
Yeah.
Tell me how it gets better.
Well, he
survived. He survived the air flight to the hospital.
No, there was no air flight.
Did he have insurance?
It was the Bahamas. So instead of insurance, the cab driver stopped the car and got out and yelled at him. So
kicked him violently.
And as one of the bones were sticking out of his right forearm, he picked up his broken bicycle and wobbled off the street and went home.
So shuffled on off.
Tell me
die.
A lot of that yeah. story. Tell me a lot of that bone. Story is not true.
That is the God's honest truth.
The broken bone and everything.
I got out of the car and I thought for sure that this kid was. Oh, I said, "Oh my God, we just killed someone," and I was like, "You know, you're in shock." And literally, the driver gets out and starts yelling at the kid. I know your dad! You're going to pay for that! And he starts yelling at and screaming. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Am I in the Twilight Zone? Have I been punked? What is going on here? And he was just furious that his car had gotten dented because his kid had basically rode his bicycle under his car.
Sounds like New York City.
Yeah. Strange, but true. And don't hope to repeat that in a plane. But it was a simulator. So, but I felt good knowing.
Yeah, wait a second.
That story
Hold on. There's a taxi cab simulator where you ran over some kid and then the pilot.
No,
got
I'm
out.
Saying if I'm flying my plane into Bimini, and this happens, I'll know that all I have to do is get out of my plane and yell at the people.
Did he change the story from the story about running over the kid in the taxi cab to the simulator story without any sort of even a breath?
I think the question here is, does an Xbox count?
Yes.
As a simulator.
Well, no. Yeah. No. Why not?
He plays Chuck Yeager's Air Combat. No, you ordered in.
I have a real simulator as part of my flight training.
A real simulator.
Yeah. The Red Wing fake flight simulator. Yeah.
Yep. Greg, did they give you the safety course on not letting the mermaids out of the craft until the props have stopped?
No, there's no rules when it comes to mermaids.
There's no rules.
No.
Sushi.
It's...
So you what know, is the airport like in Bimini?
It's basically just two big slabs of concrete.
There's not a lot of elevation to Bimini,
nope.
is there? It's
nope.
pretty flat.
Nope.
You're not coming in over the mountains.
It looks like somebody's driveway. And, you know, and just kind of go in there, cruise, land. And it's fun. What are you laughing at, CJ?
Just imagining you at the helm of a plane.
You're cruising into Bimini, and you're
right.
coming down to land.
Yep.
You got the landing gear down.
Right.
And there's Neil Watson at the end of the... At the end of the runway
with the flares,
yeah.
Going,
go this
signal,
go this way.
I'm picturing Greg climbing through mangroves.
Yeah, well, it could happen, but who knows whether we fly, we take a boat over to Bimini, or we take a regular commercial flight.
I vote for commercial flight.
What you would fly with me? Would
I just count as one? But
I'd only fly with Greg if you let me.
I've already done 6 hours in an airplane. Over Metro Orlando. So you guys have, your lives have been in danger 6 times in the last month, and you had no idea. And you lived through that, so I don't want to hear
I may never
hear
sleep again.
Complaining.
I'm
no,
not
we weren't actually
sleeping.
In the plane with you.
Well, but he could have crashed into you.
Right, you were under me.
That's what she said.
Hello.
I knew it.
Okay, anyway, once again, in April, Bimini.
Wow,
hopefully we'll
that's
have
hard.
Some announcement for you, hopefully next week on the show. We're working on it. Now, that said, we were in Chicago last week, and we gave away our first spots on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in October in the Turks and Caicos with Divers Alert Network and Explorer Ventures. October 6th is the week that we're going to go on board, and it's going to be a very special week. Make your plans now. We announced this last week on the show. There are going to be spots given away in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea at the end of March. Also, I think we're going to do this at Long Beach at the dive show there in California. And then we got a few other people that are going to be on board. But I'll tell you, we are going to sell 8 spots on this trip. This is going to be a very exclusive trip, but there's only 8 spots available for purchase. So if you have any interest in wanting to join us for the special week in October in the Turks and Caicos, on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard Boat, book it now, 1-800-322-3577, ExplorerVentures.com. Book it October 6th. The Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, going to be huge. Our first winner from Chicago is going to join us on the show today, and I think you'll be able to hear the excitement in his voice. He was a pretty happy camper for sure, despite the fact that he has to go and I got to be on board too. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
That's what I say when I get this, when I read this email. All right. It says, "Hey, Greg, greetings from Finland." Now, there's more before I say what the hell's wrong with you. We have lots of snow here, and the lakes and the sea coastline are frozen solid, so it's not really a time I like to go diving. However, I have a friend from a dive club that goes ice diving every weekend.
What the hell is wrong with you?
That's exactly what I said when I read this the first time. But, you know, they like this stuff.
I don't even like putting my hand into my freezer to get ice cubes for my drink.
Yeah, that's a turnoff.
I don't even like doing that.
Yeah, I can see that.
I use the dispenser.
Well, when I was in Chicago last week, I was talking to Pat Hammer, who puts on Our World Underwater.
Who's in Hawaii this week.
Exactly.
Aloha, Pat.
Yeah. And, you know, he mentioned the same thing, is that they do this ice diving up there as well because portions of Lake Michigan will freeze over.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, see? So at least I'm not alone in being a warm water wuss.
It's good if you have an injury and you need to put ice on it.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, where was Bill when I read this? That's what I needed. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it sounds interesting.
No, it does not.
Well, no, he sent me a link to a video, which I haven't seen yet, but I am going to check it out, and I do appreciate it.
There are people,
Alari,
who go under ice and play hockey on the bottom of ice.
Now,
I've seen videos of that. That's worth doing.
Do they beat the crap out of each other?
Actually, they just barely manage to stay vertical to the ice. And and they chase it around
that's
a little bit.
I'd like to see.
Well, I saw another thing
too.
Where,
to watch though,
like if you go into like a pool, just a regular like Olympic sized pool, say like at the YMCA, underwater hockey is being played on the bottom of the pool, like snorkeling. You snorkel down and you have you set up a little thing. And I would do that before the upside down ice hockey. As much fun as that sounds, I would rather just see the video on
YouTube. What the hell is wrong with you?
There ain't enough time in today's show to explain. So we'll just move on and talk about some other stuff right after the Dan Tip, next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 301. Remember, soft weights can double as a beanbag. So feel free to throw a spirited game of cornhole at your next party.
I am Cornholio.
Oh! Hey, take your mask off the next time you throw that thing, buddy.
Get off my case, hippie.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What are you doing over there, Nick?
I'm just reading a news story I found on the internet. It's amazing.
What, the story? I don't know. I can't see what you're reading.
It's not the news story. It's the fact about how easy it is to get information. It's really unreal how much is at our fingertips. And for divers, wow, I can't even calculate how much more there is out there than there was even a decade or two ago.
You're right. It's come a long way. I remember when the only information resource a diver had was the guy at the dive shop.
And there really wasn't much else, was there? And that guy was not always the most reliable source of information.
Have you ever stopped to count the number of resources divers have available to them today?
Shoot, off the top of my head, I can think of about half a dozen.
You still have to count the dive shop as one.
Not just one, but number one. A diver's local dive center or instructor is still going to be the primary source of information. It's where a person learns to dive, acquires skills, and builds their initial diving network, and has their first interactions with sharing of personal experiences and advice. The dive center and instructor will always be very influential and a critical source of information for divers.
I think they're also terrific resources when it comes to advising on gear choices, dive travel, finding other divers. Some even have a dive club to keep you involved and informed.
Absolutely. And they can keep your education going with advanced training.
There's just no end to the information from dive centers and instructors, is there?
Well, that's why I'd rank them as number one.
I can think of one other reason they're great. A lot of times they're the introduction to the other greatest resource a diver has available to them.
And that is?
Dan.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Greg. But we certainly try, and it's our mission, to be the go-to resource for divers. It's why all of us go to work every day.
The emergency hotline alone makes Dan an incredible resource. Any diver with a diving emergency can call the hotline and get help, right?
Diving or non-diving emergency, and you can even call Collect.
Doesn't get any easier than that. In addition to the hotline, there's a separate medical information line, also staffed by dive medics.
Yes, and any diver with a medical question can call and utilize that resource. We also maintain a physician network to help connect you with medical professionals in your area who are familiar with diving and diving medicine.
And there's the research you do, the training programs you develop.
Everything we do is geared towards making diving and divers safer. And all the information we have towards that end is information we happily share.
And we appreciate you for it.
Thanks.
So what other resources do you use?
Well, I like reading dive publications and websites to stay up to date.
How many of them do you read?
As many as I can. It seems like each one has something of interest, and there really is something out there for every interest and skill level.
They cover a lot of ground, too. Dive travel, dive gear, topics of common interest, local info, education tales, news nuggets, upcoming events, even op-ed sections, and some. There's not much they miss. And that doesn't even cover the specialty magazines.
Dive publications and websites are a great way to learn and stay informed.
How about books? You notice how many books there are in diving these days?
Yeah, and the list goes far deeper than instructional or equipment manuals these days. You got history, adventure, biographies, even fiction.
I know, it's great. I wish I had time to read them all.
I'm not sure there is enough time to read everything available. I mean, if you tried, when would you have time to listen to the radio?
Time I like to hear people set aside.
Absolutely. I mean, you are the first radio show dedicated to diving, and divers should listen every week. Your show is entertaining and informative.
Oh, shucks.
I'm serious. I think it's great that there's a whole show out there just for divers. And then there are movies and TV.
It is amazing how far we've come, but I think we're forgetting to mention one good old-fashioned resource.
Other divers?
Other divers, right.
And I think they're my favorite of all. No matter how high-tech this world gets, No matter how many books and publications are available, I still love to sit around with a bunch of divers and hear their stories, advice, opinions, shared experience, and war stories. There's no substitute for it. And it really is amazing what you can learn just by listening.
It all goes back to that guy in the dive shop, doesn't it?
Where would we be without him?
No matter what your question, interest, or general curiosity, there are lots of places to go to learn more. Divers today have more information resources at hand than ever before, and there's something to be gained from all of them. So choose one or choose them all, but use them because they're there for you. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so Dr. Nick was in Chicago last week. We weren't able to get him on the broadcast because he was so busy giving seminars and things like that, but we will be catching up with him again soon. It was fun, and it's always good to catch up with our friends from the dive industry at these events. There are some pictures up there at scubaradio.com in the photo page from Our World Underwater, just a few. Me and Neil Watson pretty much did the show live there from the show floor last Saturday, so make sure you listen to the show if you didn't catch it live. You can check it out at scubaradio.com. Mermaid Lizzie and her sister Katie were our mermaids on display at Our World Underwater. They were received with open arms from our Midwest diving folk.
Oh, that's what they were. Open arms.
And why wouldn't they be?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they were received very well, very warmly from the Midwest diving contingent there at Our World Underwater.
They represent Florida well.
Yeah. And there are some pictures of them up there at the website. I was just showing CJ and James, the Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and the impressive display, don't you think?
Not ugly.
Okay.
Definitely not.
There's one review. I found out, by the way, last week, and I didn't talk about this on the show, and hopefully I'm not saying something that Lizzie's going to get mad at me about, but she shared with me a bit of information that I thought was intriguing, and we may be reaching a new level for the Scuba Radio Mermaid Pod, because many of the mermaids are dive instructors, and it ends up that Lizzie is on track to become the first Scuba Radio mermaid who is also possibly going to become the first Scuba Radio mermaid that is also a paddy dive instructor trainer.
Yeah.
So she'll be able to train new instructors, which would be a new, I don't really, you can't get much higher than that.
Is that higher than you?
It is.
You can
it
get
is.
Higher
I'm
than
a dive
that.
Instructor, paddy dive instructor.
Dive god.
Dive Navy SEAL.
Well, that's true. Wait.
What about a Navy SEAL?
Well, yeah, as far as in the professional realm of teaching, instructor trainer is the highest you can get, I believe.
What about,
I don't think there's a level higher than that. What about
ninja?
Hold on. What about instructor trainer?
Yeah.
Somebody has to teach the dive instructor trainers how to instruct dive instructors.
Someone also has to train the ninjas how to throw the stars underwater.
Well, I don't know.
He makes a strong point.
I would
point.
Have to go back and look and see, because I've never really thought about going past dive instructor.
You just never heard about it because it's super secret.
Maybe.
If you had heard of that, moments later you'd be dead.
True.
You mean like if I told
True.
You I was
So
Army
we probably purpose? Won't make it past midnight tonight. I'm sorry.
Well, I've pretty much done everything I need to do. So I'm good.
Greg, just between you and me,
yeah.
I'm an Army porpoise. I fell in a latrine head first.
What is wrong
I
with
you? I survived.
He fell
what
on
the hell
like
is
it.
Wrong with you?
Just barely.
It does smell like a latrine in here.
Thank
and he
you.
Obviously
Someone had
fell
Mexican.
On his head. Okay. Well, anyway. Yeah, but she could take you guys and make you dive instructor. See, I can't do that. I can certify
like
you up through dive master, but I cannot make you a dive instructor. But Mermaid Lizzie can actually do that now.
You can.
And by the way, her nickname is Z. Mermaid Z.
Mermaid Z?
Yeah. She just goes by her initial because, you know, She's in a potential or, you know,
she doesn't want to get tainted by contact with Scuba Radio.
Right. Who would go by their initials? That's ridiculous.
Well, no, it's kind of cool. Just call me Z. Shut and up. So Mermaid Z and her sister Mermaid C. So Z and C. Where C and Z.
As long as you can keep us all straight.
I really can't.
You're going to need one of those.
Yeah, you're doing okay
charts.
With James, but not too much. He could go either way.
Yeah, Greg, how keeping come him I'm the straight. Only one that has a ridiculous nickname. And there's CJ, Greg, and then Jimmy, the butt bubble.
No, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. Who wouldn't want a nickname?
Well,
like
he
that?
Was Helper Boy.
Great.
Yeah, that's a isn't it?
Yeah, Bubble.
Bubble. No, would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Like this is getting germs on your elbows.
I don't understand why anyone would want to come to a dive like this.
You say dive like it's a bad word. Look around, people are having fun. It's a dive, Brave. Dive in. It's
and welcome to the techno portion of Scuba Radio. Timberland giving us divers a little props and a little help from Duran Duran there. So,
what?
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it? Kind of put you in the groove, you know? We got to reach out to the kids, and that's how we do it.
Flex.
Didn't they assassinate Robert Kennedy?
The kids?
Yeah, no, that was Sirhan.
I think they did. They did. But anyway, look, did you guys see the Today Show? I guess it was...
Was it today?
No, it was a few days ago.
Yesterday. Well, it was a yesterday show, right?
I'm guessing it was probably a couple weeks ago. A couple weeks ago, they evidently did a feature on the Exumas. And I don't know if Matt Lauer and the gang did this, but someone went out and did the Swimming Pigs at Staniel Key.
Cool.
So, if you saw that segment on the Today Show, Please email us here, Greg at scubaradio.com, info at scubaradio.com, and let me know your thoughts, how they did with that. If they, because I didn't hear anything about it. I'm sure you could probably Google it.
Have
maybe
you ever
find
heard
it on
of a thing called YouTube?
I just haven't had a chance to do that. I just figured you guys might have seen this.
No.
You didn't see it, huh, Bill?
Missed it. No.
So they threw Matt Lauer or someone from the Today Show in there with the swimming pigs at Staniel Key in the Bahamas. So we're trendsetters. You know, because we did this many years ago. I got to go back. I was talking to those guys at the DEMA show this past year, and they have invited us to go back out and do that again and combine the pigs and the mermaids.
Pretty soon, the Today Show will have mermaids, too.
Mer-pigs.
Okay. I don't know if we want that. I don't know if we want to go there.
Oh, wait, no, she does the evening news now.
But we may have to... You know, take them up on that offer. We'll see. But anyway,
bacon.
Yes. So we're getting some props from the Today Show. They're taking notice. Timberland, Duran Duran, and Today Show. That's good. That's good coverage for the dive industry, isn't it?
Sure.
Sharing the love of our sport. Lobster. Now, I have not been out lobstering yet lately.
Well, there's no sense.
No, why?
Because that gigantic 27-pound lobster has already been caught.
Yeah,
Greg.
I saw
you can't
that.
Catch it.
Well, they're going to release it.
So now you could catch it?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know. We got to find out where
it's
they're going to release
water.
It.
Cold water. They're going to release it off of Maine or Massachusetts or.
How about we give them a call and say, hey, we got a spot for you down in the Keys. And a little spot I like to call Greg's Reef.
Yeah.
Nice and warm. They'll like it there.
No, they won't. They like it cold.
Yeah, but he won't notice when we boil them and heat them up. No.
Then there's that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I mean, 27-pound lobster.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
I don't believe that. I don't believe
it's
that.
It's a little tough.
Who's, you know, everyone says that. They,
a little
you know,
tough.
If the lobsters are more than 2 pounds, they're tough. They're not good at eating lobster.
A little tough.
That's wrong. I was in Chicago.
Yeah.
And there's this restaurant across the street from the convention center called Gibson's, a famous steakhouse.
Ah, yes.
All right, they have amazing
steaks. I also
like
their used trucks, but go on.
But they also have a lobster dish.
Yes.
It costs like $150.
Oh, how was that?
And it features Australian lobster.
How was that $150 lobster dish?
It was amazing.
You didn't have any.
I did. I didn't have it this year. I had it last year. I did. I got one because someone else bought it.
There you are.
And so, but the tail was massive. I mean, I don't know what the deal is with Australian lobster.
Was it Bootylicious? Is that the name of it? Is it the Bootylicious lobster tail?
No, it was, but it was one of the best lobsters I've ever had, and it was probably the biggest lobster tail I've ever seen.
You know what? It was probably actually eel.
No, it was, you saw the lobster tail.
It's a lobster.
It's like a giant Florida lobster, but it's Australian. Evidently, the lobsters must get very, very big there, and they ship them in from Australia, and they serve them up for like $150. And these are massive, massive lobsters. So it wasn't tough at all. So I'm just wondering if this is just propaganda, how they say, oh, the big lobsters don't eat them because they're tough.
It's all sour grapes.
What do you mean, sour grapes? Wine.
Well, you know, are you familiar with the... You're not familiar. No, why am I even asking?
I'm very familiar with grapes.
The Aesop's fable of sour grapes, the fox couldn't get at the grapes, and then he said, they're probably sour.
Well, yeah, but he's
so
a fox.
Since we can't
what's
get...
he going to say?
I'm just suggesting that since we don't get big lobsters, we just say, hey, the big lobsters are tough.
Tough to catch.
No, they say.
No, they'd be easier to catch, I would think.
I've heard this so many times that if it's above like 2 or 3 pounds, you probably don't want to eat it, especially Florida spiny lobster, because they will be too tough. But I think
they'll
it's just
be
the way
old
you
to start
fix them,
with.
Way
they'll
you
be
prepare
old.
Them. Well, yeah, they're good breeders. So, you know, like an old 27-pound lobster from Maine.
So what you're suggesting is that I wouldn't be very delicious.
How big of a pickle stick would you need for a lobster that size?
Yeah, I've got a big enough one.
Okay.
And we're back. Welcome back to the first radio show devoted to diving.
Thanks, CJ. I just lost my appetite for lobster. That's enough. Now, did he just blow us a kiss?
I wasn't looking.
Not to you. I was blowing a kiss past you.
Oh.
My darling little daughter is here.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
Hi, baby.
Say hi. Say hi, Eliza.
No, I can't. No, I can't.
I don't want to be associated with these clowns. Are you kidding me? Oh, boy. All right. Well, that'll do it for hour one. Coming up in hour two, the winner of the first spots on our little board and much, much more. Stick around. To the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.